Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A sailor who was fighting with Lord Nelson on one of his battles wrote home, and he wrote about how miserable it was. In those days, a long voyage at sea was, you know, not a very mixed diet, just on a boat for ages. And he was writing home, and he says, "We are half starved, but our reward is that we are with Nelson." So obviously being with Nelson made everything, all the hardship, all the hunger, worth it. There's only one thing that's worth giving up absolutely anything for, and that's being not with Nelson, but with Jesus. Jesus says that anyone who decides to throw in their lot with him will know eternal life. That means a life that lasts long after this life is over, but it also concerns the here and now. It also means that if you live with Jesus, you have a depth of peace, a depth of comfort, of reassurance, a source of strength. You know that God is with you, all this through walking with Jesus. You find things from Jesus that you can find nowhere else. Now, in the reading that Antoinette read to us, Jesus is giving parables about the kingdom of heaven. And they're about finding treasure and being prepared to give anything up so that you can possess this treasure. And then Jesus says that everyone who knows about God and his kingdom is like somebody who brings both old and new treasure out of their storehouse. So what does that mean? Well, by old things, Jesus is referring to the long story of God and his people, which you can read about in the Old Testament. And by new things, he means the good news that he brings. The good news is that God, through Jesus Christ, is making a way possible for us and to God to live together. That through what Jesus does for us, he makes it possible for us to be forgiven, for everything that comes between us and God to be broken down, so that we can live each and every day with God by our side. And that's the greatest treasure that there is. People have lots of different ideas about what will bring them happiness and fulfillment. They might pin all their hopes on their career and climbing the ladder, earning more money, getting a bigger car. Or they might pin all their hopes on their status, on being praised by other people. Or it might be any number of other things. But none of those things last. And people often find that when they pin their hope on something like money or their career or whatever, that it doesn't quite bring them the satisfaction and fulfillment that they thought it would. And then they get a bit disillusioned. That's because people are seeking, whether they realize it or not, to fill a God-shaped hole inside them, because we are made by God and for God. And we're never completely satisfied, fulfilled. We never really feel at home in life if we ignore God. So there is only one thing that lasts, and that's the relationship with God, which Jesus Christ makes possible for us. Now, nothing that we see will last forever. We won't last forever. I mean, this church won't last forever. The ground on which this church stands won't last forever. Gornal won't last forever. The earth, the universe, everything won't last forever, at least not as it is now. But actually, we could last forever. If we put our faith in Jesus, we could be around long after the earth on which we stand has disappeared. We can be with God forever. We can know a depth of peace and joy and love that currently we can't even begin to imagine. What God wants for each one of us is the deepest joy imaginable. And there's only one way to get that joy. That's through following Jesus. In the here and now, following Jesus doesn't make everything perfect. It doesn't make all our problems disappear. But it does mean that we no longer go through life on our own. It means that we have a real and lasting hope that nothing can take away from us. So I always think when I'm involved with a baptism service of what I would like for the baby at the font. And I found it's always the same thing, that they will find the not-so-hidden treasure of life, new life in Jesus Christ. And that's what I pray for Hattie today. There are any number of different philosophies and religions and paths to enlightenment available. But there's only one pearl of great price. There's only one treasure trove. Everything else pales into insignificance besides it. Jesus is this treasure. Jesus is there for everyone who wants to put their faith in him. And when they do, he will come and make his home with them, give them the help of his Holy Spirit, and assure them of a wonderful, wonderful future. There is no one else who does what Jesus does. And there is no one else who is who Jesus is. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. Amen.